Is the housing market's pulse getting stronger? Well, S&P Case-Shiller's out with some new numbers on home prices, and they're looking pretty good.
Joining us now live to talk more about them, CNN anchor and chief business correspondent Allie Velshi. Hey, Allie.
Good afternoon, Nate and Veronica. This has definitely been the silver lining around the economic cloudy skies. I mean, I think if you ask a lot of Americans, they won't tell you we're entirely out of the woods with the economy. There are good and bad parts, but the housing side of things is starting to look very strong.
Does it mean we've reached bottom, though, in terms of the depths of how far down the housing market went?
That all depends on whether we've reached bottom in jobs. It looks like we are slowing down in job creation, but ultimately, if people can keep on paying their mortgages and their home equity is increasing, things start to look better. Look, we've got record low interest rates. We've seen a lot of indications from home builders, from lumber companies and things like that, that there's a lot of activity on the home side. We've even seen from the car companies, they're selling pickup trucks to contractors. Here's what we didn't have. The S&P Case-Shiller, which sort of covers about 80% of the country, that report was not showing a lot of optimism. That's the one that came out today, and it shows that things are doing pretty well. About a 6% gain in the second 3 months of the year compared to the first 3 months.
The U.S. Gulf oil industry has shut down for the most part as Hurricane Isaac nears landfall. Just how serious will the pain at the pump get because of this storm?
Well, it depends. We've just had the latest report, as you had, that the storm's intensified a little bit. It's still a Category 1. They shut down these oil rigs. They can withstand a Category 1 pretty easily. We'll have to see once this makes landfall in the Louisiana area whether it's going to affect refining capacity. That's what's going to affect the price at the pump. If the refineries, like in Hurricane Katrina, were put out of business, or even in Gustav, you'll see a bigger price spike. We basically saw a 6-cent jump. Six-tenths of a cent jump overnight. That's generally pretty high, but we could dodge a bullet on this. We're watching it very closely.
Hopefully, and we've gotten word from some G7 ministers. They're trying to put some pressure on oil-producing countries to increase their output. How much pressure can the G7 put on them?
Hovering around the $100 point for a few months now. It goes down to the mid-90s and it gets up above $100. Basically, oil-producing countries like it when it's around $100 because people generally pay that price. They'll pay whatever the gasoline price is, and they won't stop using it. Once you get above that, they like to keep the number lower. So you're probably going to see, I think you're not going to see a lot of movement in the price of oil for the next few months. If they need to put more oil on the market, they will, but there's enough oil for the moment.
Allie, great to talk with you.
Always a pleasure.
That's CNN anchor and chief business correspondent Allie Velshi.